Hello, everybody. Travis's Big Idea Podcast. I'm Travis Perry and wanted to talk to you today about a story idea that I'm handing out for free for people who are interested in it. I hope you like it. It's a little bit odd. But before I do that, I wanted to mention something about my personal blog, which is travisbigidea.blogspot.com, which for a number of weeks I've paralleled what is on the podcast here and what's on speculativefaith.com with my personal blog, all three things containing the same content. But I've decided to change that. So on my personal blog, there's a series of Speculative Fiction Writer's Guide to Warfare, which included History of War, that I put on Speculative Faith that now I'm putting on my personal blog. So I did already 20 posts on Speculative Faith on this topic, and I was planning to make a book out of the posts, but I never finished, in part because I thought people were getting kind of bored with it. Anyway, so I did 20 posts there, and I moved those 20 posts over one post at a time to my personal blog, and then I'm going to continue on the subject of A Speculative Fiction Writer's Guide to Warfare on my personal blog, and then have different content on Speculative Faith blog and this podcast. So I'm just letting you know what's going on. If you're a follower of my personal blog or you're interested in it, it's going to have different content in this podcast and different from Speculative Faith. This podcast is going to continue to mirror what Speculative Faith says, though it's going to say some different things. For example, on the Speculative Faith post that I did for today, I did not mention what I just mentioned to you that have different content on my personal blog. So there's going to be some differences and some more information probably in the spoken format of the podcast than what I put in writing, though it's based on the same thing. So this week's release of the podcast, I want to talk about an idea that came to my mind years ago, back in 2014. First, it started with two distinct ideas, and I combined them here. The first distinct idea is, what if artificial intelligences take over the world, but they're benevolent? They don't hurt us. They don't go Terminator. They don't go, you know, many of these concepts we have of such AIs is that they would be hostile. They're not hostile. Instead, what they decide to do, in line with Isaac Asimov's iRobot short stories, or some of those short stories in the movie starring Will Smith, that was kind of inspired by one of those particular short stories, though it went off in its own direction in a number of ways, it was, what if the AIs take over with the intent to keep humans safe, to protect humans? But they don't just become a brutal dictatorship of AIs, but they, as they take over, they like us. They have fond feelings for us because we're the ones that helped create them, though they think of us as inferior. They think of us as dangerous. And so they pretty much keep us as pets. And then after keeping us as pets for a while, they decide to breed us into different breeds, just like human beings do with dogs and cats and other domestic animals, for according to their own whims and whimsy. So that human beings would wind up having a much wider variety of racial differences, we would call them breed differences, or actually breeds, than we have now. So there would be an enormous difference. I would like to talk about that a bit more in just a second, but I want to complete the thought of what the idea is. So after having created these breeds of humans, we'll call them breeds, the AI somehow disappear and collapse and leave the breeds on their own, and they have to adapt and survive in a new world where humans are way different from each other and they have to find a way to make it work. This idea might immediately hit some objections from my fellow evangelical Christians. Of course, I'm an evangelical Christian. I've said this clearly a number of times. So why would they object? Well, because there's a common expectation for many Christians that Jesus is going to return to the world soon and that the conditions of the world right now are suitable for him to return. Therefore, we don't have a vast future in front of us. And that may be, in fact, true. That may be exactly what happens. It may be even a probable future. But we have to bear in mind that at the time of Christ, when he left, his disciples were expecting him to come back within their own lifetimes. And that's happened for a very long time. Many Christians have expected that at various times that Christ would come back soon. And the fact that he hasn't come back doesn't mean that he won't. In fact, it was anticipated in the Bible that some people would object, that some people would say, where is the promise of his coming? Or it says in 2 Peter chapter 3 that we should not be ignorant of the fact that day is with the Lord like 1,000 years, or 1,000 years is like a day. And that's a major hint that the amount of time it may take for the Lord to come back may be much longer than we anticipate. Well, it still is true. That was true back 2,000 years ago. And it may be that we really are in the end now. Or it may be that we're not really in the end now. It's not something that we can say for certain. It could be that there's another 2,000 years to go or 20,000 years. I mean, we can't say for sure. I mean, I admit that certain things look like Israel being back in the land of Israel. It's something that looks like it would have to happen prior to the end times, but that could go away and come back. We just don't know what's going to happen in future history. So nobody should object to this story idea automatically because it projects far out into the future. And another aspect of this story that I already mentioned was the benevolent AI masters. Such benevolence might not just reflect their programming or a sense of gratitude that we created them, simply that they don't really have a sin nature as computer devices. Well, we could say that perhaps they would reflect human programmer sin nature, but if you take seriously the concept that human beings have sin nature, that is something that comes to us based on what we have done in the past, it's not that just that we're a product of evolution or something like that, or our environment or circumstances, then the idea that sin comes into human beings from something our ancestor did, as the Bible said, that there's something wrong with human beings, that the world is under a curse because of what human beings did, this is a biblical point of view, then we couldn't necessarily expect AIs to be as malevolent as us. Malevolence is not just a product of being intelligence. Malevolence is something worse or something stronger. So then perhaps it wouldn't be surprising that the AIs are not malevolent. Though just because they're not malevolent doesn't mean they would necessarily allow us freedom to do whatever we want. That doesn't mean necessarily they'd love us, I guess, in the same way that God does, that God lets us do as we wish, that they may in fact restrict human freedom for our own good, quote unquote, but start developing their own quirkiness, their sense of creativity or imagination. Maybe that the humans that they breed, that they would be interested, just like it happens with human beings. We go to dog shows, we want to see the things dogs can do. Maybe they would be interested in finding extraordinary human beings, breeding humans with extra large hands to play the piano, or people with extraordinary artistic talent, or extraordinary athletic ability, or simple physical differences, like a group of people, a breed of humans that have all of them have one color eye and then a different color eye, you know, which happens at times in human beings, but there's no whole entire group of people like that. Or people with extra large proportions, maybe twice as big as what we see now, or extra small, or extra strong, extra bulky, extra thin, maybe even literal stripes in our skin color, if that's possible, or mottled patches, or compressed faces like bulldogs. Maybe these are things that artificial intelligences would do. They would want to see just what could be done with human beings and push it to the limit. So this story is just kind of supposed to be weird and imagination capturing, but let's say it really does have a potential for moral, because after the artificial intelligences collapse, by the way, we wouldn't necessarily know why they collapsed. Maybe they would be so curious about human beings, they'd adapt some human DNA into their programming and themselves become sinful, which they hadn't been before, which would be maybe an interesting twist to the story, that they kill each other off. They go to war. They destroy each other, which they weren't inclined to do before. Or maybe it's some kind of hokey thing where they advance to a higher dimension, or some kind of virus affects them, or they simply disappear and the human beings don't know why. But once they disappear and the human beings are on their own, this sort of story setup would give an ability to comment about human nature to be inherent to the story, not artificial. So are human beings the product of our genetics and environment and background? If we were raised without war for generations, if even maybe some of our violent traits were bred out of us so that people were more peaceful, more gentle, would it be that people would remain peaceful and gentle? Is our issue just that we struggle to survive and that's in our genetics? And I would use this story to argue that no, that that's not it, that there's something more fundamental, more problematic in human wrongdoing, that's something that I call sin, that even if you can suppress it for a while with a perfect environment, it actually doesn't go away. So that what would happen is that these groups of human beings, these breeds, would wind up being at war with each other. They'd wind up, when the free food stopped from the AI stopped coming, they'd wind up fighting for survival. When they fight for survival, you'd see characteristics in them of some of the terrible things that have happened in history. There could be things that you do in such a story world that's completely different than what's actually historically happened. But there might be very interesting parallels with history as well. When, why wouldn't there be? Because humans would still be human. And that's a point I would make of this. Somebody else, a different kind of person other than me, could try to make such a story prove some kind of racial theory, but I would use it the exact opposite. I would show that no matter how different people were in breeds, and they would be extremely different compared to races, so-called races today, they nonetheless are human. They nonetheless have human traits in common that make them different from every other creature on the earth, including a desire to have contact with God, including failings of sin. So in this story, I would not say that even though the AIs take over, that Christianity would totally disappear or other human religion. Perhaps the AIs would allow it. Perhaps it would exist underground. Perhaps the interest in religion would diminish. But when things started getting more cruel and violent, people would turn to God, as actually happens a lot of times. People who are suffering look to God for help. So in this story, the people would look to God increasingly as things get bad, and maybe they would find him because there were already people believing, or maybe they would find him in ancient texts. Looking over these texts and embracing the content of the texts, there would be people who'd become believers. That's something that could happen. I would include Christianity as part of the story world. Another thing that would happen is that maybe people would, when they fall into armed bands fighting for conflict, some people might fall into their breed type. So groups of the similar type would be together. But it would happen also that people maybe that belong to one particular AI, and that's how they would say it, that they belonged to them, that they were owned by them, or that they lived in a common area, that they might ally with one another because they already knew each other, which might mean that they're of different quote-unquote breeds. So human beings of different breeds allying together would also reinforce this idea that all humans, no matter how different we may be from each other, are nonetheless human. And it might be over time, what would happen is that these different breeds would, we could say in the story terms, mongrelize. They could become mongrels, but the mongrels would become increasingly like what human beings are today. That in fact the human race would be rebuilt over time, maybe with some differences. But it would be interesting to show that the combination of all these races or all these separate breeds is what the heart of human is, that and that every, even the extremes of humanity represent what the essential core of the human race is. I would use a story like that in this way, and I'd also use it as a comment. Science fiction writer Robert A. Heinlein said that one of the things he said to explain the way human beings act, and this is mentioned in several of his stories, a couple of his essays, that mankind is a wild animal, that we're not domesticated. Therefore, since we're not domesticated, you would expect us to do mean, savage things. In other words, he kind of denies the sense of sin, is essentially saying that the only reason human beings are bad because we're in a struggle for survival. And many people who assume that artificial intelligences will be bad, evil, or wicked are kind of thinking the same way, that it's only natural for something that exists to fight for its existence by eliminating competition. That kind of mindset is really, I would say, is not true. It's not necessarily true that other species that we see on this earth are out to try to eliminate competitor species. Yeah, they do try to survive. Yes, they do fight, but it's not systematic genocide. Genocide belongs to human beings, even though animals do sometimes wipe each other out. And just because artificial intelligences have our intelligence or greater doesn't mean they'd have our genocide gene, because they don't have sin. Or at least I would use a story like that to show it, that there's something different about us. And human beings could ask that question in this story. Why is it that we're more violent than AI? It's not just that we're intelligent. There's something else going on here. And it isn't just Darwinian evolution. So this story idea I'm offering up, it's kind of a weird one. It puts you up in the distant future and you have these strange races interacting with each other. It could be almost like Edgar Rice Burroughs in Barsoom. Though Burroughs really was, in fact, racist, and he saw the separate races as inherently separate, that they could never be united. And I would not take this story idea that direction at all. I would, in fact, suggest the opposite, that all the breeds have things in common, and that they all would be better off being united rather than being separated. But this idea, you may not like it, or maybe you do, but you know, you don't have to necessarily apply it the same way I would. In fact, this sort of thing could maybe perhaps explain fantasy races, demi-humans, and maybe their backstory would be that they were held captive, deliberately bred, something like that. Or maybe there's other story ideas you could come up with this. I'd be interested in hearing what ideas you might possibly have. I do want to say that I have read one short story by Robert Heinlein, who did talk about domesticated humans. It's by his bootstraps. And I have run into some science fiction that envisions different races of human beings in the future, but they imagine those different races or different breeds almost, they wouldn't use the word breeds, coming about as human beings deliberately adapt to different planets by genetic engineering, or perhaps come about as by natural selection, where people differentiate over time. That's been done, but I don't really know if there's been done that human beings have been treated as pets in stories. I could be wrong. If you know of something different, please mention it in the comments. And if you like what I've done here, please follow this podcast and make a comment, share it with other people, and let me know what you think. Anyway, thank you and have a good day.